This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Parts of the metro area got some rain, some heavy weather on Friday. Kind of at the dinner hour, it moved through, but not a ton of rain in some spots. Some areas didn't get any, but it looks like we do have rain coming in on Sunday. And that'll be a good day to work on your computer, and we're going to get you a prime for that. Here on Tech Talk, Doug Swindahart joining us. And, of course, we're on at our new time, Saturdays at 3. We get started Saturdays at 3. We had a scheduled change late July. We have a brand-new Relo Stage show between 11 and noon, and then Shaletta on the air between noon and 3 from New York today. And Doug joins us now at 3 o'clock, sports schedules permitting. Doug, I hope you're doing well on this beautiful day.
Oh, absolutely. You know, even now that the temperature's getting towards 80, the humidity is so low, it's just beautiful.
Oh, yeah. It is just a phenomenal day. I got so much work done out in the yard today that I could probably take the remainder of the weekend off and not do a whole lot.
Well, then, you know, if you're behind on your backups, that would be a good time for you to get on that thing.
Yeah, there you go. But I have a Chromebook that I do a lot of my own work on, so I'm able to back that stuff up on Drive super easy if I need to keep a document. Indeed. That is certainly a great strategy. And then another strategy we want to talk about, and it came in real handy for me, and this is important documents and photos that I email back and forth. If I have something really important, I don't do this a ton, but I have an old Yahoo account, then I have my Gmail account, which is my main account. But there was a photo I was looking for, and I was just able to search one of my emails, pop it up, boom, forward that off to a relative, and it's just absolutely been invaluable to have that there at my fingertips.
Yeah.
I didn't need to go to a drive or need to search. I just searched by the subject matter. I knew exactly what that relative was looking for, and I said, I'll get you that photo, and here it is. And it was a memorable family photo, and I sent it off. So, you know, for the really, really important stuff, I'm a big believer in that strategy.
I love that. That process of really making sure that you got it at your fingertips, I think is absolutely phenomenal. Should be published. I never used it before you told me about that. And when I first heard about it, well, that's kind of, you got it, or you got it. Well, but then I started to think about it, and I started to use it myself. It's a wonderful, wonderful idea. Yeah, you came through for the group on that one.
Yeah, and I wouldn't abuse it. It's for the really important, memorable stuff. You don't need to do it for everything. And I think you found that, and you find that all the time. I don't think there's a need to back up everything. You know, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, let's face it, you know, an email from 2 months ago from your utility reminding you that your bill is due in 3 days, probably don't need to save that. You probably don't need to back up that kind of stuff. But it's the photos, the important documents that we want to stress right again at the beginning of the show. Do yourself a favor and get that backed up. And do it sooner than later. I know today it's really nice. You don't want to be outside, but maybe we get a rainy Sunday. Maybe it's a rainy Sunday night. That is a great time to get that work done.
Oh, no doubt about it. And the thing is if you've got a Microsoft machine, a Windows machine, it's absolutely imperative that you do that. I don't know if you heard this, Steve, but Microsoft's Tuesday update came out with 74 fixes for flaws. 74.
Oof.
Last month, they repaired 132 vulnerabilities.
Whoa. Is that Windows 11?
That's 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's it's just mind-boggling to me. I don't quite understand that you shouldn't have that many, not with the experience that they have and the amount of money that they've got to pay programmers. I don't quite get it. And they're encouraging everybody to get new computers with the TPM chip, the Trusted Platform Module. And you won't be able to get 11 or 12 without that, apparently. But people are coming out with some ways to work around that. But I think the big thing is with 12, there's going to be major updates for users and gamers. They're really going after some stability and speed, the way it sounds. And I hope it's a little more stable and a little bit more secure than Windows we've known in the past. That's just a hope, and we'll give them room and see what happens.
And, Doug, by the way, I have an update I want to share with you, and I want to share it on the air. I visited with my wife. The T-Mobile 5G internet service is now available in our neighborhood.
Sweet.
And we talked about it. It's like a 15-day free trial. And following the show today, I'm going to sign up. And we're going to give it a go and see how it works out. Now, we're going to run it side by side with our CenturyLink. So, say, for instance, we have a streaming service on our television. We happen to use YouTube TV as our main TV. Mm-hmm. We're going to try it out and see how it goes. And then we're going to have our daughter experiment because, as you know, she has an Xbox, likes to game, and we're going to have her give it a try. We're going to give it a really good test drive for that 15-day trial period and see how it goes, and we'll report back down the road. I've checked Verizon and AT&T, but T-Mobile is the one that's really been promoting it.
Yep.
And we're gonna spend the money, we're gonna sign up, we're gonna give it a go and check it out and see how it works.
I gotta comment on this too.
Sure.
This is really the only way you ever want to change your internet provider. You never cancel one until you're absolutely
yep.
certain that the yep. next one is up and running and robust and worth what you're paying.
Well,
that's just good business.
Yeah, and I also think what's great about it is that it's literally an appliance about the size of a coffee pot, if you mm-hmm. think about that. And we'll plug it in. You can hardwire to that. But ultimately, it receives 5G cellular signals and then converts that to Wi-Fi. And we're going to take it for a test drive at our house. And we're going to pay. We're not getting anything for free. We're going to sign up. We're going to do it straightforward. And then we'll report back over the next couple of weeks and see how it goes. So we're going to give it a go. We're going to keep running CenturyLink in parallel because, number one, my youngest daughter still lives at home, and she works from home. So we don't want to disrupt her full-time gig
yep.
and all
Gotta
of that.
Have it.
And yep. then my wife and I rely on it for work-from-home stuff as well. So we want to make sure we have our bases covered. We don't want to, you know, cut the cord with CenturyLink, so to speak, and just go all in on T-Mobile. But we're going to give it a try.
I am looking forward to this honest review. I love this. This is great. I'd like to have like another 100 people scattered around the metro area doing the same thing. It would just be wonderful. That's the only way to test them in my mind. That's just great.
Yeah,
good news.
Yeah, and we want to throw it out there. Anybody who has tried this new 5G based home internet service, T-Mobile's really been the big player in this right now, and really been heavily advertising it. So if you got some feedback on it, we'd certainly like to pass that along here on the program. And by the way, if you want to join the program, you can do it on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. That is the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. The texts come right into the studio, and we'll get those on the air. And by the way, Jonathan Lowe is our producer today. Josh Wheeler has a day off. Jonathan Lowe typically works on Sundays, but we've worked with Jonathan for many, many years, so it's great to have Jonathan aboard on the program today. And Doug, before we break, here is one from that text line. Someone ran that Prevazor tool on their computer, mm-hmm. and they're reporting they freed up 2 gigabytes of storage space.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'll bet that baby just looked like a brand new machine when they were done.
Yeah, and we brought this up. It is a free tool, but you can buy the pro version. You can spend a few bucks. And if you like it, we recommend that because we've talked about it on the program. But Doug, once again, how often should people run it? Because you're a big fan of Prevazor.
You know, now that this individual has really cleaned up their system, they may not need to run it again for another month or so. But as they start to notice it's getting some lag and maybe some inconsistencies, some unstable behavior, then run it. But if you want to schedule, I'd say once a week. It's really a nice program, and you can set this thing up so it's scheduled. And say Sunday evening, for example, you leave your computer on, and sometime around 11, 12 o'clock, whenever, it automatically goes into doing its thing and runs a complete Prevazor, and it will shut your machine down when it's finished. It's just a wonderful program. And like all open source program, if you decide to donate to the project, you're not under any obligation whatsoever, and you can donate what you can afford. I tell people all the time with open source, if you're using it every day, it's kind of like the honor system. You know, you wouldn't go to work and eat donuts and drink coffee and never put anything in the coffee can there. So it's the same thing. But it really is nice that you can have this, and it gives a real level playing field regardless of your financial situation. I think open source software is just a godsend for many, many people.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about Microsoft 365 on the program as well. What's a good cleaner for a Mac? We'll get Doug's thoughts on that on the program as well. And then a Windows 10 question as well. We'll get into all of that. Tech Talk underway here on a Saturday at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Tech Talk, Doug Swindehart here, Steve Thompson, producer Jonathan Lowe. You can get involved on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. By the way, our new time, Saturdays at 3 o'clock, sports schedules permitting. All right, let's get back to Prevazor real quick. Someone's having a hard time. Here's how you spell it. Privazer.
Perfect.
Prevazor. So Privazer. So hopefully you had a chance to write that down. Doug, can you comment on the Microsoft Office 365 and the Authenticator app? I use Office 365 at work, and it looks like we must install it and use Authenticator now. Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, it's people were having so many issues with the dual authentication. And I don't know who came up with it first. I think it might have been Google. They came out with a Google Authenticator, so you're not having to go through the dual authentication. And, you know, here's the thing, Steve. The less you have happening, you know, the less layers of things you have to have, the less chance that you have for failure. And Microsoft 365, it's got its good points. It really does. there's some advantages with the teams and that kind of thing, but a lot of there's some disadvantages as well. What I hear from people is the biggest thing is well, it's a subscription. You don't really own the software, and that's true. And when they tell you it's time to renew, you renew. Well, you don't really have to because you're paying by the month or annual. So you're looking for that subscription. However, in the area of software, nearly every large major software company on the planet is moving towards what's called software as a service. And it helps them with the cash flow so they can continue to give you your updates. But Microsoft 365, there's a lot of competitors out there for that business right now. A lot of them. And there's actually a whole bunch of them that are open source. They're free. And if you want to donate, you can. So it's going to be real interesting to see what happens in the next 5 years with office suites, especially online office suites. I prefer to stay with the open source because they're normally cross-platform with no problem. Put them on Mac, Linux, or Microsoft. Where 365, they now have a whole thing at the Apple Store, and you can put it on Linux if you want to, but I don't know too many that are doing it. So they're expanding as well. Interestingly enough, they did a trial run on their browser, Microsoft did, and they put a stop to it because they couldn't keep up with the demand that people were testing it. And I'm going, well, they can't do a trial. How are they going to do real time with all the customers with Microsoft? And Windows 11 is going to do away with Cortana. And they pushed that real hard for several years. So they're not always right coming out of the chute. So you keep that in mind.
By the way, you can join us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line. Call or text 651-461-9226 here on Tech Talk. Twins and Phillies later. Lineup card at 4:30 today. So we have an abbreviated overall show today, but a full hour of Tech Talk ahead of the ball game. Let's jump over to Max. We talked about Pervasor being a great tool if you're running a Windows machine. What about a cleanup tool for Mac? I'm sure they need some housekeeping from time to time.
My favorite is Onyx, O-N-Y-X. It's open source, and it just works. And there's another one by a company, I think they're in Australia, called Tuna Belly Software. And I don't know where they came up with that name, but they did. And that's a tremendous cleaner as well. And that actually gives you control over your cooling fans. But the one that's Onyx, just make absolutely certain that you line up the correct download with your Mac version. I love that program. Been around for years and years and years. Very trustworthy, and it just works. It will push some people to learn some things about their Mac that they may not have ever even thought about, but it definitely will create a much, much more stable system. It'll run faster, it'll run cleaner, and it really does a nice job for doing background things that a lot of people want to mess with. And you can set that one up also to do automatic checks and to just take care of itself, sort of. But anytime you've got some kind of cleaner like that, I'm going to suggest to people that they take their time and do a Google search if you have to, but have an understanding of what each process is, and it will expand your knowledge of the system. This is all a good thing as far as I'm concerned, but this is the best program I think you can get for a Mac, O-N-Y-X, and just type it in there, Onyx for the Mac, and Google, and they'll take you right to you. Take you right to it. It's just a beautiful program.
Yeah, and a follow-up, Doug, you know, as far as virus protection, et cetera, I still get the sense that if you're virus, malware, et cetera, for whatever reason, it seems as though you're better protected running a Mac. Is that still true?
Oh, absolutely. The Mac OS, and I can't speak about the new operating system, but it looks just as secure to me. It's still on the basis of a... Well, OS X was built on FreeBSD, and it's a separate operating system. I don't want people to think that it's some kind of clone. What Wozniak did with that was pure genius. Well, look how long it lasted. And with Linux and Unix, viruses are much more difficult to make them happen in a computer. Now, if it's something that I would rather prefer to call malware, you get an email and you open it up, and now you've set off some process that you didn't know was going to run. But that's not actually a virus. That almost is should be considered today as self-inflicted, because we got to kind of watch our emails and what we just can't just willy-nilly download stuff from now. Even apps for phones and even apps for that are built into the system, I check out who did it, where they came from, what kind of reputation they have, and it's kind of up to the users today to do that. So it's important that you know what you're putting on your computer. That said, I think that keeping them clean is huge. Absolutely huge. But as far as viruses go, I think I'd put Mac right up with the Linux system. I just don't think it's necessary as long as you're a good user. I think you're better off without it. The system itself is going to take care of that kind of thing. It's much, much more secure than a Windows machine. It's just the way to go.
Tech Talk with Doug will continue in a moment. By the way, if you have a question for your computer or about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to get a hold of us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line, 651-461-9226. Once again, the weather and then more Tech Talk on the way here at News Talk, 830-WCCO.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tech Talk continues. By the way, our number 651-461-9226. We call it the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. It's been busy today. We'll go to the text line. We have a follow-up on Prevazer again, but let's go to Greg in Champlin. Greg, you're on the air. Hello.
Good afternoon. My question is in regard to Linux, and I've been have an indication that I might have a virus or a malware called DrovoRub. Do you know anything about that?
No, send me an email and I'll do some research, but I think it probably has to do more with a program that they were downloading or something they added. And what distribution of Linux are you running, can I ask?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's whatever you put on in 2017.
Okay, yeah. Oh, it's probably Linux Lite. Yeah, that one, you're having trouble with updates. So, yeah, send me an email and just send it to admin@swinart.com with the name of that. I didn't quite understand that. I'll do some research and get a hold of you right away.
All right, very good. And by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. But thanks for the call, Doug. And that, once again, Linux is great for older equipment. And here's one from the text line that I want to bring up. Does my Windows 7 desktop have any use? It has 1 terabyte of storage and 8 gigs of RAM.
Oh, that's a beautiful
machine. It's a good machine, but is it an antique? And I would start by saying no, but Doug, I know you've got a lot more to say about that.
Oh, yeah, you'll get me on a rant talking about that machine.
Yep.
That's a perfect computer. That's a wonderful machine. And, in fact, that machine, you could install Linux on it, and after you get it installed and tweaked a little bit, you would then install Virtual Machine, which is from a little company right here in the city. It's called Oracle. You might have heard of them. And then you could install Windows 7 inside a VirtualBox, and it would run like a separate computer. And keep your Windows 7. And your Linux would actually help to protect from viruses and that kind of stuff. And if it ever did become corrupted, you just take a copy of the VDI, which is the file that created VirtualBox, and just go over the top and put it right back to where it was. You're not dependent on that. Yeah, there's lots of things you can do. If they're going to throw that computer away, Steve, you make sure you mention they should throw it my way.
Yeah, and once again, if they don't want to do all that VirtualBox and still running Windows 7, is it one of those, if they back up their data, could they just make it a Linux machine and just keep it simple and use it to get on the internet, et cetera?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, when I get a computer in here and people are interested in Linux, I always do a dual boot. I leave their operating system. I don't like to force things down people's throats. It's that way they could be an easy transition if they're going to move into a Linux environment. But the more they learn about Linux, the more they will appreciate making that change, especially with the equipment like that. 8 gigs of RAM and 1 terabyte of storage? Huh, that baby's just getting rolling.
Yeah, and by the way, I still have to get that laptop. I've got to get it. I've got to throw it in a box and get it over to your house because I do want to take that old work laptop that they're going to sell me at a very good price and do a Linux-only machine.
I've been looking forward to it. I really have. As soon as you get that, you let me know and we'll rock and roll.
Yeah, and then we'll have a real machine that I'm going to buy from my employer and we can strip it down and start from scratch and tell people about it and talk with a real machine. And like I say, I'd like to do this more and more on the show.
Me too.
I'd rather spend my own money and talk about it, not have someone give us something and just kind of talk about what we did and where we found this old machine and what Doug did to it and how it works and how it navigates in real time. So stay tuned on that. And by the way, as we talked about earlier, I'm going to sign up and take a test drive of that T-Mobile 5G home internet. So stick around for more details on that on the program going forward. And then, you know, I'll certainly share that with Doug and share that with you on the air. Now let's get back to this Prevazer question. A woman heard us earlier, or a person, I don't know, man or woman, doesn't matter, heard us earlier in the program and went to the Provisor site, but was a bit confused on what they should download. Doug, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is, I think your confusion was, do I get the install version or the portable version? They're both the same. They really are. The portable version is just an executable file that will run the program. It's not going to save on your hard drive. You don't really install it. And I kind of like that idea. And the reason that they did that was primarily for guys like me. I just put a portable version on, but I install for everybody. Yeah. The difference between the free and the pro version is pretty extensive. The pro version, you get more protection and privacy. You get automatic cleanup, which you cannot do with a portable installation. You got to do an install on that. And then, of course, the automatic updates. And when you go to the page to pay, the buy page, they say, do you want to buy it? Well, they recommend $49 for the package, but then right below that says up to 4 PCs. If you put on there that you're a business and you want to update 10 computers for, or you do $100, now you can cover 10 PCs. So he's looking for about 10 bucks a copy, actually. And it really does pay to pay the pro version. But up on top of that, even though they recommend the $49, it clearly states that you pay what you wish. You might want to donate $20. You might want to donate $2 if you can afford it. But you'll get the pro version for the $2, just like somebody that pays the $50. It really is a nice system, the way that open source software works. And this program, in my mind, it's worth $250 all day long. You're going to save so much time on your computer, and I can't put a dollar value on people's frustration. You just can't. And loss of data, I can't put a dollar value on that either. It really is the way to go. I just love that program, and I hope more people download it, and I hope more people help to support the project moving forward.
All right,
I hope that helps.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Quick break. We'll come back with more Tech Talk. Still time to get in. If you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, Cities One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226, here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Final segment already at Tech Talk on this Saturday. We continue with Doug. Doug, we brought up that older computer that would be a great candidate to update to Linux. If someone's in the market for a new machine, we haven't talked about this in a few weeks, what should people be on the lookout in a laptop? What are some of the basics? Maybe a chip, hard drive, random access memory. What are some of the basic specs people should keep in mind?
Excellent question. First of all, they should be warned. The prices have jumped up a little bit. And with computers today, you absolutely get what you pay for, and you're going to pay for what you get. Pay a little bit more, get a little bit more. It's going to be darn difficult if you're buying a new computer. The best thing you can do, especially if you are interested in running Windows, you ask them, is it Windows 11 and 12 compliant? And it has to be. If it is, it's going to have a TPM module, a Trusted Platform module. That's a must. I think 8 gigs of RAM is still plenty, but it's growing. Might want to think about 16 gigs of RAM. As far as hard drive space, with so much cloud storage today, 512 gigabytes is great plenty, and it's much more important in my mind to get a solid-state drive and have something that's fast and takes less electricity, especially in a laptop. Desktops, boy, I tell you, the sky is the limit when you start looking at desktops. I would probably recommend either in a desktop or a laptop, a Lenovo or an HP. And chances are HP would be my first choice, especially in the business line. But your choices are endless, absolutely endless. There's a plethora of computer equipment out there. And just make sure you get what you like, and it's going to last a while. It's difficult to be completely future-proof, but you can do a good job on that. My computer now is like 10 years old. Runs like a top. That's what you're really looking for, is longevity and stability. And I hope that helps.
Yeah, and Doug, is it one of those things where you should, when looking at a new computer, always consider a solid-state drive? I mean, is that really the big thing?
I would say yes. I, you know, if it's got an extra drive, maybe you could buy a computer that's got a spinner in it. That's okay. Just buy a solid-state drive and just swap it right out from day one and keep that big one for a backup drive. Turn it into an external. There's nothing wrong with that, and you won't upset your warranty at all with most manufacturers. In fact, if you want to, just send them an email and say, this is what I want to do. Will it upset my warranty? And they'll say, well, you told us that? No, probably not. But today, you can probably buy one with a solid-state drive easier than you can with a spinner. But they're still out there. It really depends on affordability and that sort of thing. And I hope that helps.
Yeah, and by the way, Chromebook's still a very good option. We haven't really touched on Chromebooks for a while. Price point is very low. You're going to sacrifice a bit, I think, with the quality of the monitor. I mean, let's be honest. When you're getting into something for $200 to $300, you're not going to have the greatest monitor in the world. So you got to play around with that. But it sure is hard to beat. If you have a Gmail account, you're in. I mean, you're up and running almost immediately. There's hardly any startup whatsoever. If you have that Gmail account, you're in, you're going, you're accessing your email, you get some storage on Google Drive, there's apps, etc., where you're able to rock and roll on a pretty affordable piece of equipment.
Indeed. You know, a Chromebook, any way you cut it, is probably as close to 100% trouble-free computer as you can buy. They're just, you plug them in and you go. And as far as quality goes, if you buy a Google Pixel right straight from Google, that's a Chromebook, you're going to pay a little bit more. They are gorgeous machines, Steve. They're built right to the hilt. i7 machines are a fast AMD chip. You can take your pick. They all are going to come with solid-state drives, and they're light, and they're fast, and they're really, really nice machines. So you can step up to the plate on a Chromebook as well. I think that ease of use, especially with a lot of the people I work with, the baby boomers, they're perfect, absolutely perfect. I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and brands in particular. I know you're a pretty brand loyal guy when it comes to Chromebooks or PCs. What is your recommendation there, Doug?
Oh, your Chromebooks, you almost you can't miss. HP's got a Chromebook that's to die for. Almost all the major manufacturers, they consider it their low line, I think. But like I say, if you really get involved with a Chromebook, and you can step right up and get a Pixel, just buy one of the ones right straight from Google online, you'll be happier than a pig in mud.
Yep.
But they're just beautiful machines all the way around.
All right, here's a good one. Doug, love your show. You guys do a great job helping us out. That's very nice indeed. But we've only got about a minute left, so I'm going to go. I currently use Malwarebytes Premium per your recommendation a number of years ago. Had it over 3 years. I need to renew in the near future. Do you recommend going in another direction? They've never had an issue with Premium. What are your thoughts? What should they do?
I would say stay right with them. Now, here's the thing. You should create yourself an account on the Malwarebytes website, and it's really simple to do then. And I've been alerted by them, by the way, that if you contact support through that logon on their site, they're very expeditious at getting back to us. I'm glad they reached out to me. I like those people. I'd like to see them continue to be a success.
Good.
But stay with it.
All right. So there you go. Feel free to renew with Malwarebytes. Doug, we've got to run tight on time here on the program. What is your phone number and email?
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin@WCCOTech.com. admin@WCCOTech.com. 651-552-9543. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Have a good one, Doug.
All right, parents. It's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Yes. Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.